them anymore, and we can't give them away to anybody. They have absolutely no monetary value to them. So I'm requesting permission to destroy them.
Okay.
And I do appreciate, I think you work in tandem with Mark Tolman, fleet director, on the acquisition of radios and keeping everything up to date, keeping our officers safe, keeping our community safe. So the impetus behind this is really, you've explained it before in other meetings, but it's been a while. Is it the frequency, the megahertz on the radios that comes up later in the donation to Wilder, but to keep all of that?
Yeah, that one's a different one, but this one here, these are the old ones. I think they were purchased when we got the 700 system back in 2007.
Okay.
It has to do with the level of encryption. These do not take that level. The technology is too advanced for them, and we can't update them with the new technology. So these are old radios that have been replaced by newer radios.
And that was the information, thank you, that I wanted to put on the record. I was driving there, but you finished it. So this first one, Chairman, that we're taking up, I believe this is the 61 Motorola XTS 2500. Is that the one we're considering?
We're considering the mobile, which would be the fixed radios and the
That would be, vehicles. I believe, the XTL 2500s. The XTS 2500s are the next one.
There. Okay, so we'll jump to that one. So with that information clearly now on record, there's 24 Motorola XTL 2500 radios that need to be destroyed because they're no longer in use, they're obsolete.
That is correct. So that's the same thing. And actually, I believe we had it backwards. The first ones were the portables. Those are the handheld radios. The ones that you just read off, those are the mobiles that were in the cars. So they're all the same technology. It's just one's a handheld, one goes in the vehicles.
Okay.
But headed for the same end and
yes,
no monetary value.
Yes, it's the
value.
Same situation. No monetary value. The technology can't be updated.
So, Chairman, are you good if I make a motion to have both of these destroyed as per the attachments?
Okay. So, yes, I'll just make a point of clarification for the audio record. We are now, because of discussion, considering both of the first two action items, so we'd be considering resolution designating CCSO portable radio equipment with nominal value and authorizing destruction. So we're considering both of these action items together.
Thank you, Chairman. So with that, I move that the board authorizes the destruction, and the attachments for each one of these will be on the agenda, but it's 61 Motorola XTS 2500 portable radios and 24 Motorola XTL 2500 mobile radios, both at the end of their life and both with no value.
All right. I would second your motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. So the third action item is to consider resolution authorizing the donation of CCSO mobile radio to the Wilder Police Department.
Yes, so this is a in-vehicle radio, and when we upgraded to our new encryption level, the radio that Wilder Police, they are short one radio. Every other vehicle has this, they to be able to work. However, in this one vehicle, they do not have it, or have that type of radio that can take the level of encryption. So I had some extra radios sitting on the shelf, and I would like to donate one of them to Wilder so that this way all of their vehicles have the same type of radios in there, and the technology is all the same, and we can maintain that interoperability. This is one of their spare vehicles, so in case, you know, another vehicle breaks down or there's something else that happens to it, they can get right into this vehicle, and then there's no communication disruptions.
Right.
Chairman, this question... This falls under the $250 threshold for one radio?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I am in favor of doing that. You've outlined in your memo to the board dated January 13th that, as you've stated, that it will enhance officer safety, improve situational awareness, and support coordinated response efforts, particularly where Canyon County Sheriff's Office is still responsible for all of Canyon County, even though there are separate policing districts for within the county. So, again, I'm in favor of this.
And I am too, just a side note, because of my past position, the county gets to enjoy enhanced cooperation between Wilder and CCSO on calls out at that end of the valley. and we really, really appreciate them stepping up. Often because they're close, because of the proximity of Wilder or Greenlee, they arrive sometimes way earlier than CCSO can because of the distance they're having to travel, especially through traffic, depending on the time of day. And so I think this is critical that we can extend that to them so they can all communicate. Communication is very important.
Absolutely.
Yes. So I'd entertain a motion if there is any other. Ben?
Mr. Chair, I in looking at this and after hearing Christine explain it, I do think I need to amend the language here. I believe I had included that there was no current value. I need to change that to less than $250 in value.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to do that on motion with the amendment, or if you'd prefer we come back with an updated.
I think we can.
Okay.
Commissioner Van Vee can handle that easily in her in her motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution to be authorized the transfer of Motorola APX 6500 mobile radio to Wilder Police Value Police Department with a value of less than $250 for one radio.
And we'll have that
documentation. Yes, and that will be an amended document or legal. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You bet. All right. Let's see. I was trying to figure out. I think they're in order. Anyway. So Ben's going to probably have to supply this one page. Is it the signature page?
No. It's the
front one.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll just get that changed down. So we'll sign that. All right. Is there any other business that we need to take care of on the public record? I know there's at least one executive session issue.
So we've got a pending or likely imminent litigation land use matter that we could discuss in executive session under DNF. That's the only thing we have. Nothing left for open.
Okay.
And so, Chairman, I just wanted to, do we need to have any kind of approval on the open record?
Of the
language?
Correspondence response? I think that's administrative.
I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, if you guys want to handle it that way.
Thank you so much.
I don't think it requires an action item.
Okay, thank you. Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection D. Records exempt and F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
All right, I would second that motion. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.